RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Various Indonesia's achievements in the field of sport in 2016 are summarized in Sport Kaleidoscope 2016. Let's begin Sport Kaleidoscope in 2016 with badminton and racing. Indonesian men's doubles pair Kevin Marcus won the Malaysian Masters and Sian Galail championed at Sepang Circuit. Indonesia won the title in Malaysia Masters Tournament after the men's doubles Gideon Marcus Fernaldi, Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo beat Malaysian veteran doubles Tan Bung Hong, Ku Kien Kita. In the final match held at Spy Stadium, Penang, January 24, Kevin Marcus had to play three games to beat Tan Ko, 18-21, 21-13, and 21-18. Kevin Marcus won in 55 minutes and was entitled to a prize of $9,480. Next, in the sport kaleidoscope of racing branch, by the end of January, Sian Galail came in first place at the Sepang Circuit. Indonesian racer Sian Galail said he was satisfied after his team Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia won the last leg of the Asian Le Mans Series 2016 in Sepang, Malaysia, Sunday, January 24. This became the second consecutive time for Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia team occupied the first position. 2 weeks earlier, Sian and Antonio Giovanazzi had also won the third series at the Chang Circuit in Buriram, Thailand. In the last series, Jagonya Ayam and Eurosia team beat race performance team with Oliver Webb and Nicholas Ludwiller. There was a difference of 1 minute 43.5 seconds between the two teams. Sporting events in February started with February 5 from branch boxing. Dodd Jordan successfully defended the title. Indonesian lightweight boxer Dodd Jordan successfully defended his WBO lightweight champion title after winning the WBO Asia Pacific Boxing Championship on points over Japan Yoshi Takakato in Sarbini Hall, Jakarta, February 5, 2016. With this victory, Dodd Jordan's current record is 35 wins, or 24 of them by knockout and 3 times lost. Sport Kaleidoscope in February ends with February 18th from racing branch. Rio Haryanto became the first Indonesian Formula One racer. Indonesian Rio Haryanto became the first driver who joined Formula One after the British team Mano Racing ensured a seat for the racer from Solo, Central Java. The certainty of Rio Haryanto joining the team was directly stated by Mano Racing team in a teleconference with the Minister of Youth and Sport, officials of state-owned enterprises PT Pertamina and Rio Haryanto management in Pertamina office Jakarta. In the teleconference, Director of Mano Racing team Dave Ryan said Rio officially joined the team due to his exceptional talents. Moreover, he also got support from the government. Next is from 13th 2016 badminton. After All England, Praveen Debbie target Olympics. Badminton mixed doubles pair Praveen Jordan, Debbie Susanto won the mixed doubles at the All England tournament 2016. This victory is a tradition of achievement in the prestigious tournament World Champion Badminton for Indonesia. Indonesian mixed doubles pair was able to prove the promise by winning the All England tournament in 2016 after winning the final match from the Danish pair Joachim Fischer-Nielsen, Christina Pedersen with a score of 21-12, 21-17. After winning the All England pair, Praveen Jordan, Debbie Susanto will focus on the 2016 Olympics. Next are sport events that occurred in April. Precisely on April 2, 2016, Indonesian swimmer Azahra recorded an achievement in France. Indonesian swimmer Azahra Permatahani managed to notch achievements in various swimming championships held in France from early February to April 2016. In the French national championships in Saint-Germain en Laye held in Paris in early February, Azahra won 5 gold medals and 3 silvers and was awarded the best and the youngest swimmer who got a lot of medals. As quoted from Antara, Azahra Permatahani manager Erda Armandoni said, in the national championships in Lyon, at the end of February, she won 6 gold medals and 2 silver. Meanwhile, in Paris in early March, Azahra won 3 gold and 2 silver. Let's continue with April 3, 2016, football branch, Arema won Bayangkara Cup. Arema Malang Football Club of East Java managed to win Torabika Bayangkara Cup 2016 after a 2-0 win over Persib Bandung in the final at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta, Sunday, April 3, 2016. The winning goals of Singo Edan Forces, or Arema's nickname, were made by Rafael Moitimo and Sunarto. In the final match, watched by President Joko Widodo, Arema, who won the final match, won a cash prize of 2.5 billion rupiah, while Persib in the runner-up received a cash of 1.5 billion rupiah. Let's end sport events in April with 16 to 19 April. Indonesian bridge team won CCBA winning open championship held in China from April 16th to 19th. Indonesia successfully achieved the highest place after eliminating 112 participants who came from various countries in Europe and Asia. The chairman of All Indonesian Bridge Association, PB Gapsi, Eka Wahyukasih, expressed appreciation for the success of the Indonesian national team. According to him, this result could be evidence that Indonesia is able to be the best, not only in Asia, but also the world. You are still listening to Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, we start Sport Kaleidoscope in the month of May with motorcycle race. Febriansyah makes sure Indonesia Raya played in Buriram. Astra Honda Racing Team racer M. Febriansyah won the first race in the second series of Asia Dream Cup in Chang Circuit, Buriram, Thailand on Saturday, May 7, 2016. Starting the race in the third start position, the racer usually called as Ferry moved to the front. In the following laps, he competed with several racers including Hafiz Nor Azman from Malaysia, Hiroki Nakamura from Japan and another Indonesian racer, Yasin Gabriel Soma. But ahead of the last lap out of 8 laps, Febriansyah took over the front row while Nakamura finished in the second position and Nor Azman in the third. Meanwhile, Yasin finished the race in the 8th position. The next sport event is on May 9, 2016. Indonesian extreme sport athlete wins a championship in Montpellier, France. Janur Susanto, who is usually called as Botai, successfully won BMX Flatland for Masterclass in the International The Sport Extremes Festival World Series 2016 in Montpellier, France. Janur Susanto got 87.67 points, beating his rivals from France, Spain, and Italy in the final on Monday, May 9. Meanwhile, another Indonesian athlete won the final stage on the amateur skateboarding competition. Sanggu won the last round after having led the competition since the qualification round. Next sport kaleidoscope in May comes from soccer. The Indonesian government officially revokes the suspension of PSSI. The Minister of Youth and Sport, Imam Nahrawi, officially cancelled the decree SK 101307/2015 on the suspension of the Soccer Association of Indonesia PSSI. Imam said that the cancellation met people's hope to make soccer in Indonesia run well again, like before, after more than a year of suspension. In addition, the revoke aims to respect the commitment of the World Soccer governing body, FIFA, which promised to start the changes in the country's soccer management. We continue the sport kaleidoscope to Sunday, May 22, 2016, from badminton. Indonesia comes second in Thomas Cup. After struggling hard, the Indonesian Thomas Cup badminton team only finished second against Denmark. It is the first time for Denmark to win Thomas Cup. The success of Denmark also means the failure of Indonesia to win Thomas Cup after 14 years. Although being failed in the final, Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi admitted that he was proud of the struggle of the Indonesian Thomas Cup team. Although in the final at Kunshan Badminton Stadium, China, Sunday, they had to admit the toughness of Denmark team 2-3. We end Kaleidoscope in May with swimming sport event on Sunday, May 29, 2016. Indonesia overall champion in the Asian School Swimming Championship 2016. Indonesia came out as the overall championship in the Asian School Swimming Championship 2016 at Jakabaring Aquatic Center, Palembang, South Sumatra. Until the last day on Sunday evening, May 29, the championship host successfully grabbed 16 gold, 10 silver and 9 bronze medals. Hong Kong ranked second, while Thailand was in the third. The national coach, Albert Susanto, said that it was an amazing result for Indonesia. This result is a positive trend that should be maintained well for the next championship. Voice of Indonesia listener, next sport kaleidoscope in June. We start with boxing sport event on June 4, 2016. Dow Jordan wins WBA International in Uruguay. The chance for Dow Jordan to become the WBA world champion for lightweight class 61.2 kg was getting bigger. The Indonesian boxer, who is usually called as Chino, got the chance after winning against Argentinian boxer Christian Rafael Correa in Uruguay Saturday, June 4. Three judges gave winning scores to Dow Jordan. The first judge gave 97-92 to Dow Jordan, while the other judges gave 96-93 and 97-92 respectively to Dow Jordan. The victory extended the battle record of Dow Jordan into 36 wins, or 24 of them knockout wins and 3 losses. We end Kaleidoscope in June with a rowing championship. Indonesia wins 2 gold medals in Nanning, China. The Indonesian team got 2 gold medals in the International Dragon Boat Rowing Championship in Nanning, China, which was participated in by ASEAN countries on June 11 to 12. The 2 gold medals were for the men's 200-meter and 500-meter races. The leader of the Indonesian rowing team, Nurdin Purnomo, said on Monday, June 12, that the accomplishment repeated the success of the 2 previous days when the Indonesian team came out as the overall champion in the International Hakka Dragon Boat Tournament in Kaifeng, Henan Province, China. At that time, The Indonesian team, which also consisted of the national training camp or Pelatnas athletes, successfully beat China, South Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong.
We continue Sport Kaleidoscope in July when Indonesia came second in the Asian University Games and Asian School Games. Indonesia finally came second in the 18 Asian University Games on August 2016 in Singapore. The first position was for Thailand, beating Indonesia as the overall champion in the previous Asian University Games in Palembang in 2014. In the Asian University Games 2016, Indonesia grabbed 33 gold, 54 silver, and 28 bronze medals, while Thailand got 52 gold, 34 silver, and 35 bronze medals. The next position were followed by Malaysia, Vietnam, and their host Singapore. In the meantime, in the Asian School Games, which ended on July 27, 2016, in Chiang Mai, Thailand, Indonesia won 99 medals, comprising 30 gold, 34 silver, and 35 bronze medals. Thailand grabbed 56 gold, 36 silver, and 33 bronze medals. The third position was Vietnam with 19 gold, 20 silvers, and 15 bronze medals. Now we move to Sport Kaleidoscope on August. From badminton, where Owian Butet gave gold for Indonesia's Independence Day's anniversary. In August, the 71st anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day was more complete with the success of the Indonesian Olympiad contingent that won the first gold medal in Rio Olympics 2016. Tontowi Ahmad Lilian and Natsir won the mixed doubles after beating Malaysian team Chan Peng Shun and Goh Liu Ling at Rio Centro Pavilion 4 on Wednesday, August 17, 2016 with two games, with a score 21-14 and 21-12. In Rio Olympics Brazil 2016, Indonesia also got silver medals in weightlifting from Sri Wahyuni and Eko Yuli Irawan. Listener Sports Kaleidoscope of RRI World Service in September is highlighted by 19 National Sport Weeks in West Java. But the 19 National Sport Weeks in West Java in 2016 lasted from 17 to 29 September 2016. The opening and the closing ceremonies took place at Bandung Lautan Api Stadium Thursday evening. The host, West Java, is the first champion with 217 gold medals, 157 silver, and 157 bronze. The second position was East Java with 132 gold, 136 silver, and 133 bronze. Meanwhile, Jakarta is the third position with 128 gold, 124 silver, and 115 bronze. In this event, there was also the handover of the National Sport Week flag from West Java to the host of the 20th National Sport Week, Papua. Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 in October 2016 is on Tafisa Games 2016 held in Jakarta. Tafisa, the Association for International Sport for All Games 2016, which was held in Jakarta, was officially closed. Tafisa Games in 2016 took place from October 6 to 12, 2016 in Jakarta. A total of 12,000 participants from 90 countries took part in the fourth annual event. Tafisa Games in 2016 are not looking for a winner or the overall championship title. The fourth annual Tafisa Games prioritized recreation and diversity among the community. Tafisa Games 2016 closing ceremony was attended by President of Tafisa, Ho Ju Chang, and the Secretary General of Tafisa, W. Bowman, at the closing of the press conference, the President of Tafisa, Ho Ju Chang, said.
I would like to say congratulations to the organizing committee and people of Indonesia and all the participants of the 6th World Sports World Games. So far, the last the 6 days. Participants from 83 countries participated. All the participants very much enjoyed and also impressed very much. Also share their traditional games and sports and dance.
On the occasion, Tafisa Games flag has handed over to representative of Tafisa 2020 in Lisbon, Portugal. Sport Kaleidoscope in November is on badminton, where mixed doubles Liliana Natsir and Tontowi Ahmad won the China Open Super Series premiere and complemented two titles for Indonesia. In the final on Sunday, Tontowi Liliana defeated the new players of Chinese pair Zhang Nan and Li Yunhui in the rubber game match with a score 21-13, 22-24 and 21-16. Previously, Indonesia won the doubles after Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernaldi Gideon defeated the Denmark's doubles players Matthias Poe and Carsten Mogensen with a score 21-18, 22-20. We end Sport Kaleidoscope 2016 in December with Pencaksilat Martial Arts Championship in Bali. A total of 30 Indonesian Pencaksilat fighters participated in the 17th Pencaksilat World Championship in Denpasar, Bali on December 3rd to 8th, 2016. The World Pencaksilat Championship was held at Lila Buana Sports Stadium, Denpasar. Based on the record of the committee, more than 40 countries took part in the championship. Indonesia won the overall championship with 15 gold medals, followed by Vietnam with 5 medals and Malaysia with 3 medals. In addition, sport events in December 2016 is highlighted by the final of AFF Cup 2016. After more than 6 years, finally Indonesia advanced to the final of AFF Cup 2016 against Thailand. In the AFF Cup 2016, the final match is held in two different places, namely in Indonesia on December 14 and in Thailand on December 17. The Indonesian soccer squad Garuda defeated Thailand 2-1 in the first of two finals of the Asian Football Federation Suzuki Cup 2016 Championship on Wednesday evening, December 14. While in the second leg of the AFF Championship in Bangkok, Thailand, December 17, Thailand beat Indonesia 2-0 and becomes the winner of the Asian Football Federation Suzuki Cup 2016 Championship. Well, listener, that was Sports Kaleidoscope 2016 from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We meet again in next year, Kaleidoscope. Happy New Year 2017.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with commentary entitled Indonesia's Economic in 2017. The year 2016 will soon end. It seems that during 2016, the Indonesian economy could not escape the influence of the global economy. As a result, it still experienced deficit, which became stagnant, even increased, totaling trillions of rupiah. Along with the downturn trend of the global economic situation, Indonesia's economic growth is believed won't be able to move quickly. The central bank said, in the 2017, national economic conditions are still favorable, though not as strong as the economic growth in 2010 to 2012. Governor of Bank Indonesia Agus Martowardoyo explained the central bank estimates that Indonesia's economic growth in 2017 will be in the range of 5 to 5.4% and will be mainly supported by domestic demand. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said to strengthen the economy performance in 2017 and growth beyond the potentials, the government has launched a combination of policies in a number of areas including infrastructure improvements, deregulations, human resources, fiscal and sector policies. One of the important things in boosting the performance of the economy is accelerating infrastructure development by utilizing the diversion of funds from fuel oil subsidy as well as additional contributions from the private sector. According to Nasution, since September 2015, the government of President Joko Widodo has issued 14 economic policy packages that aims to encourage the Indonesian economy and create an attractive investment climate. On the other hand, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati estimated that global uncertainty will still have a significant effect on the Indonesian economy in 2017. She said, the 2017 state budget approved by Parliament late October 2016 was made in a very challenging domestic and foreign economic environment, ranging from the state of the U.S. economy after Donald Trump was elected President of the United States, as well as the economic and monetary policies of developed countries, such as the economic conflict and referendums of the European Union countries and the Chinese economy conditions that tend to slow down. Meanwhile, to improve Indonesia's competitiveness in the fierce global competition, the government has launched the 2016-2017 Government Openness Action Plan. According to the Minister of National Development Planning, Head of Bappenas Bambang P.S. Brojonegoro, transparency in governance are intrinsically related to government business process. The overall duty cycle of government that is transparent, accountable, participatory, and innovative. Seeing the world economic situation and Indonesia's domestic situation that tends to heat up related to simultaneous elections in 2017, the public should be wise in dealing with various issues. An economy that relied on cooperative and small-medium micro enterprises has proved resilient to the economic recession. The government should encourage sustainability of those two. Listener, that was commentary over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We'll begin with an event which occurred on December 29, 1912, when Sun Yat-sen became President of the Republic of People of China. Sun Yat-sen was a Chinese physician, writer, philosopher, calligrapher, and revolutionary, the first president and founding father of the Republic of China. As the foremost founder of the Republic of China, Sun is referred to as the father of the nation in the Republic of China, Hong Kong and Macau, and the forerunner of democratic revolution in the People's Republic of China, PRC. Sun played an instrumental role in the overthrow of a Qing dynasty during years leading up to the Shanghai Revolution. He was appointed to serve as a provisional president of the Republic of China when it was founded in 1912. He later co-founded the Nationalist Party of China, serving as its first leader. Sun was a uniting figure in post-imperial China, and he remains unit among 20th century China's politicians, or being widely referred among the people from the both sides of the Taiwan Strait. The next plan was in 1937 when the independence agreement of Ireland by the leader of South Ireland and the government of Britain. On 29 December 1937, the agreement which recognized the independence of Republic of Ireland was signed by the leader of South Ireland and the government of Britain. But with the reason that World War II was ongoing, Britain did not implement the treaty. After the war ended in 1949, people of South Ireland, who were majority Catholic, announced officially its independence from Great Britain. The independence was gained after people of Ireland fought against Great Britain for 8 centuries. And the last event was in 29 December 2003. Ersa Sregar, RCTI journalist who was captured by Free Aceh Movement, was killed in a crossfire between the Aceh separatist movement and the military in the village of Matan Aule Aron, East Aceh district. Reporter of RCTI, Ersa Sregar, who was captured by the Aceh separatist movement on 1 July 2003, was killed in the crossfire between the Aceh separatist movement and the patrolling of 6th Battalion Marine at Kuala Manihant Hamlet, Simpan Ulin sub-district, East Aceh. Soldiers opened fire on attacks at the separatist movement as a form of self-protection. The National Army of Indonesia didn't expect that Ersa was over there together with the movement. During his time as a journalist, Ersa was well-known, diligent. Before being captured by the Aceh separatist movement and finally found dead, Ersa, who has become journalist since 1987, has been assigned to a number of countries to cover a wide range of activities. No wonder if the Alliance of the Independent Journalists Aceh gave Udin Award 2003 to Ersa on all his dedication. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, it's nice to see you again in our regular program, Focus over Air Rival Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The theme of today's focus is Indonesia joins in ASEAN Economic Community too soon. Since January 2016, Indonesia has entered the regional arena ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Obviously, many foreign workers have entered into Indonesia and they work in a variety of strategic positions. This is certainly serious homework for Indonesian government to be immediately resolved. A member of the House of the Representatives, DPR at Commission 10, Ridwan Hisham, in a program Today's Dialogue along with Malan Daily on last Saturday, said that Indonesian entry into the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, is considered too fast due to lack of preparation. He also confirmed that at present, there are approximately 15,000 foreign workers to have entered Indonesia, and the salary they receive is relatively higher in some strategic positions. Thus, the impact is necessary to be resolved by nationally improving the quality of Indonesian human resources. Ridwan also said that the recruitment of foreign labor has been done by some foreign companies that operate in major cities of Indonesia, and they tend to hire foreign workers who are capable of using foreign language fluently in facilitating communication, because the information they need is faster, and if Indonesian workers master the same foreign language, automatically they are more profitable. Therefore, the Indonesian human resources should be improved. In reality, the foreign workers who work in Indonesia appear to have no difficulty. Some foreign drivers, for example, can utilize GPS technology services such as driving directions. This means that with the advancement of technologies that are used properly, the foreign workers have a great opportunity to take part in Indonesia. To cope with this, Indonesian government will boost various sectors through visa revenues. Next year, Indonesia is targeting 12,000 foreign tourists to enter Indonesia, while in 2019, as many as 20,000 foreign tourists are expected to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia. In addition to improving the quality of human resources, the government also improves other supporting sectors that have a great potential. In this case, tourism revenue, which is now still on the third floor for the national earnings. That's Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Adu Kaki tradition. Stay tuned. Listener, the majority of Indonesian people living as a farmer, people rely their livelihood on agriculture. Of course, they hope their agricultural products always abundant. In order to get abundant harvest, many traditions carried out by Indonesian people. One of them carried out by people in Kande Api Village, Tikala Sub-District, Rantai Pao, North Toraja Regency, South Sulawesi. They hold Adu Kaki tradition when the harvest party. This tradition is not fighting. They attack the opponents just by kicking on foot. Listener, Adu Kaki tradition, also called Adu Semba tradition, it is the tradition of community in Kande Api village that has lasted a long time. This tradition is not an anarchy game, but as requirement of local residents to have abundant harvest in the year to come. They believe it will be threatened crop failure if they do not perform the Semba tradition. Listener, every year, Kande Api residents hold a harvest festival tradition by bringing a wide variety of traditional foods such as rice, bamboo, or peo, starting the harvest festival procession. One of the local traditional leaders firstly give ritual advice of Mak Parapa, which contains messages of the ancestors of the rules of farming. This rule still embraced by the local community until nowadays. After that, the people who crowded the location of Harvest Festival presented Magalu dance performed by young girls. The dance is meaningful as an expression of gratitude to God for the abundant harvest. During the dance, the audiences who are comforted give money as a sign of joy and grateful. Meanwhile, some other residents held Maklabuk tradition or pounding rice. In this tradition, the men hit a mortar with a high rhythm, followed by dance and movement resemble the typical shout of Toraja. The local people believe if the rhythm of pounding mortar can repel pest of rice, the higher the rhythm of beats, the more pests are killed. Listeners, after pounding rice tradition, the people hold Adu Kaki tradition. The fighting tradition is usually done by teenage boys and men. The Sisemba game has several variations. Firstly, one-on-one. This type of fighting is done by two participants who will fight each other. Secondly, the game is pairs, which is done by two teams. Each team is represented by two participants who should be holding hands. If one team releases the grapes, while playing in pairs, they are declared lost. When one pair fell down, then the opponent is no longer allowed to attack. No wonder there are many people who suffered injuries or wounded, since severity of the kicks from each opponent. However, the game is usually controlled by the traditional leaders. Although the game looks rough and tough, but people who kick each other do not bring resentment to the outside arena. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Adu Kaki Tradition from South Sulawesi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Soekarno-Hatta Airport becomes the most connected in Asia-Pacific. Stay tuned. Listener, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport is the main airport that serves flights to Jakarta. The airport is located on the 2,200 hectares area and began operation in 1985. Now the arrival and departure are done at two runways. There are three sub-terminals in this airport: Terminal 1 for domestic flight, Terminal 2 for domestic and international flights, and Terminal 3 for domestic flights. Day by day, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport developed more comfortable facilities for the visitors. Recently, Soekarno-Hatta Airport is expressed as the most connected airport in Asia-Pacific by the air travel intelligence company based in UK, OAG. Moreover, the company also declared the Soekarno-Hatta Airport is ranked 7 in the world, in line with 9 other international airports in the US. According to the newest data of AOG about the company's Mega Hub Index, Soekarno-Hatta Airport is on the 10 top list in Asia, with 566 connectivity index. The airport high connectivity is influenced by total inbound and outbound flight. This result then divided into the table based on region and kinds of airlines. On the busiest hours, the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport could receive 40,000 potency connections in 6 hours. It means the airport connected passengers to 71 different destinations. In 5 years, Soekarno-Hatta Airport plans to make continuous development. In order to be an international transit center and 5-star airport, the airport needs 30 billion rupiah of fund. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about Soekarno-Hatta International Airport that becomes the most connected airport in Asia-Pacific. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are.
Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Mayang Sari. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Tiada Lagi by Mayang Sari. Happy listening.
Sia-sia sudah kita jalin cinta, bila hati selalu berbeda. Sampai kapan lagi ku harus menahan rasa kecewa dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkin kan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini.
Listener, the song entitled Tiada Lagi has successfully catapulted the popularity of Mayang Sari. This song was the second production of the first album produced around 90s. Since this second production, Mayang Sari's reputation began to be taken into account in the Indonesian music industry. The beautiful singer who was born in Purwokerto on August 23, 1974, in addition to singing, she is also good at sinden or Javanese rendition of the song. Her talent was obtained from her father, who works as a puppeteer, and mother as a famous sinden. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Selamat Malam Cinta by Mayang Sari. Happy listening.
Bye.
Listener, after she got married, Mayang's activities in singing began to fade. The singer has busy to take care of her family business, while singing activities only carried out for some important and special events. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Harus Malam Ini and Rasa Cintaku by Mayang Sari. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.